USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine works safely and should be authorized for use in the United States. A panel of experts advised federal health regulators. The advisory committee's vote in support of the vaccine's authorization is the last step before the Food and Drug Administration issues a decision, which is expected within days. The number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children arrested for crossing the U.S. southern border is on pace to rise more than 50% in February compared with the previous month. That news comes as asylum seekers who have been waiting in Mexico for entry into the United States are beginning to arrive in Texas. So far, more than two dozen asylum seekers have crossed the Gateway International Bridge by bus. Some had been staying in a camp in Mexico for nearly 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is vowing to be a partner with Texas as it repairs following two winter storms.
The Environmental Protection Agency has deployed mobile drinking water labs in Houston, San Antonio, and Fort Worth to test water so we can get the boil water advisories lifted and get safe drinking water flowing through those faucets again.
Biden says FEMA is giving millions of meals and gallons of water to help people, plus providing blankets to help them stay warm. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is being recalibrated. A declassified report says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved of a plot to kill or capture journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. Blinken also noting the United States has a long-standing alliance with the Saudis. Khashoggi was thought to be brutally murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Burger King is bringing back two fan favorites, but they won't stick around long. The Sourdough King will only be served through April 19th. It includes a quarter-pound patty topped with bacon, cheese, ketchup, and mayonnaise between two sourdough slices. Anyone who has a silent G in their name can get it free through the BK app. Cheesy Tots also back. Fans beg for them every time the bite-sized snack disappears. An annual rite of passage for many conservatives is taking place in Orlando, Florida.
CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is an annual political conference attended by conservative activists, elected officials from around the country. Since the normal location of Maryland is in lockdown, the conference is in not lockdown Orlando, Florida. Earlier Friday morning, Senator Mike Lee of Utah set the tone.
And let's remember what government is. Government's not some holy thing. It's not some noble aspiration. It's nothing more and nothing less than the official collective use of force. It's just force. And so faith in government means tyranny. You can't have faith in government without promoting tyranny. And faith in people means freedom.
Subscription-based Fox Nation is carrying the conference live. President Trump will close the gathering Sunday with a forward-looking speech. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.